This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest is at the cutting edge of Australia's contemporary club rap scene and proudly represents his queer Pacifica identity, finding himself within the intersection of hip-hop ballroom and club culture in Australia's underground. He brings to hip-hop a highly spiced and club-ready rap that takes inspiration from his years as a celebrated ballroom icon. I'm really excited to find out about it. Here to chat about a free event that returns next week to celebrate our city's vibrant rainbow community, where queer performers can showcase their artistry in a safe space, is July. July, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, you performed last year at the inaugural Hella Queen event. What did you take away from that? What was it like?
Honestly, given it was the first time Hella Queen was holding an event, I actually did not know what to expect walking into it, but I'm telling you, it was honestly such a pivotal moment for me. It was such a mixture of like people in the crowd, but honestly, like taking up space as a queer person was such a empowering like experience.
Now, you also work in music and ballroom.
Yes.
We had Susie Rong on a couple of years ago when Pose was released. And I have to admit, I hadn't been exposed to the whole ballroom scene. What got you involved in that in the first place?
Honestly, it's kind of crazy. I actually did not know much about ballroom when I first joined in like 4 years ago. But ballroom is such a beautiful thing, especially for the BIPOC community here, queer BIPOC community. Ballroom was actually created by Black and Latinx trans and queer people in Harlem, New York. Earliest 1940s, but definitely was more solidified in the 1960s. And from then onwards, like it's just grown and spread around the whole world.
Is it happening now in Australia? Is there a really vibrant scene?
Yes, the scene is actually still pretty new. Like, and when I say new, I would say like about like a few years, like less than 10. But definitely a growing culture here, and it's actually growing quite fast now.
Wow.
So
do you go there? Do you do all the dancing?
Yeah, actually currently I'm one of the rising leaders here in NAM.
Oh, wow.
That's like, kind of like leading the scene here. And I'm also a father to 7 children, and I mentor them in ballroom.
So you've got a house?
Yeah. Oh, not yet, but definitely working towards it. There's definitely steps to go through in regards to like starting a house. But I definitely look after a few kids, and it's such a rewarding experience.
How do those kids find the ballroom experience and being able to belong to or to have a leader such as yourself, being able to belong to a group?
It's kind of interesting. I think the way that I navigate through being a parent for these kids is like I choose them, but I also would love for them to choose me, because I think it's like a mutual understanding or a mutual like agreement. But it's I guess it's like ballroom kind of chooses us in a way. And that's kind of like what I experienced. And I can only speak from my experience in ballroom. But it's not just like voguing. There's so many different categories that aren't performance-based.
I would love to go and see it. It's something that I've always wanted. I reckon it would be so much fun just going and watching it. Is it something that anyone can go along to?
Yes, definitely. I think if you're coming with the right intentions, definitely that come through. It is still like, it's an underground scene, underground culture. It's honestly so beautiful and so like empowering, especially like for trans women of color and also just for like the queer POC community here.
Just you don't have to answer this if you don't know, but where do we find out information about it, like if we want to go?
I would highly recommend everyone follow Ballroom Australia.
Ballroom Australia.
Usually they like whenever a house or a community is or like a scene is holding an event, they will repost it on there. So you can follow me. It's July. And I'll be posting a lot of stuff there too.
Now, you're going to be at Section 8. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Section 8, I will be performing as an artist, but also we'll be involving a little bit of ballroom as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be holding three Kiki Cats. One of them is Commentator versus Commentator. We got Vogue on a Box. And then the last one, I believe, is Hands Performance.
So Kiki Cats.
Yes.
What's that?
So categories that you can walk at boards. But like this is definitely not a board, but it's just like a small little community key.
Right.
And there's different, you know how I said, like, you can do performance cats. So, like, yep. Vogue Femme, yep. Which is, like, the dancing. There's
the,
like,
Madonna Vogue.
Oh. sort of, yeah. But what's it called? Yeah, one of the cats is, like, commentator versus commentator. And it's a big part of our culture.
Right.
Like, on the mic when the music's playing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so, like, you commentate.
Right, okay.
And then there's, like, hands, which is, like, hand performance. Telling stories with your hands. And then Vogue on a Box is like voguing, but you have to stay within a box. And if you
not on top of a box.
Oh, it's on top of a box, oh, actually. But if you know, no, let's keep it safe. But yeah, it's really interesting cats. And you know, there's a few prizes that we can win if you are GP. And there's Kiki Cats.
Kiki Cats. I love the sound of it. So it's at Section 8. When is it?
This is on November the 6th, yep. Which is the day before the public holiday.
Yep.
And it will be, I believe, from 3 p.m. onwards.
Okay. So we can go early in the day. I'm looking forward to it. Do we need to get tickets or we just turn up?
No. So this is as always, Section 8 has always been free. It's a free event. So please come through if this is something that resonates with you or something that you just want to explore, especially if you've been interested in ballroom for a very long time.
I reckon I'm going to go because when we watched Pose, I think it was probably one of my favorite TV series. And of course, you know, it's overlapped on the whole HIV crisis in the 80s and 90s. I think it's one of the best TV series that I've ever seen. And I've always thought, I want to go see it. You know, I don't want to go to New York and see it. I want to see it here and what it's like. So we're going to go to Section 8. We'll look that up. We'll get tickets. Julia, thank you. July.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Thank you so much for coming into Joy Drive. Is there anything else you want to share about it?
Yes. So I just wanted to say, honestly, I just want to say a big thank you to some of the partners that have partnered up with Section 8, Heaps Normal, and all the lineup that's happening, especially Miss Jubilee, who's an up-and-coming rapper.
Right.
I just want to say thank you for them because, you know, you don't have to, but you do, and you're supporting our community and uplifting queer people. And yeah, thank you. Shout out to Section A as well for holding space for us.
July, I want you to come back into the studio when you've got your house up and running. Let's get you a house. That's going to be amazing.
No, honestly, good hopes for the future.
Guess what we're going to go out with.
Oh, Madonna.
You're going to do some voguing in the studio.
I'm about to vogue around here.
Get on the box. July, thank you so much. You can catch him at Section 8.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.